Wednesday night, we're learning Masechta Sanhedrin. Okay, Ibur Shana. We're in the middle of learning about Ibur Shana, the different reasons. All right, let's start from Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. The last six lines. Tana Rabbanan in Ma'abrinus Hashana. You don't make two adors. That's Ibur Shana. Lo mitnei ha-gedoyim, lo mitnei ha-tloim. That they should get a little older, more choshev animals, because you can bring them anytime within the first year to have the Korban Pesach. So that's not such a concern. That they should be bigger, and you should be able to be mamanim more people on it. That's not a reason. That's to have kinim for the yoldos, that shalom pirchu, that if they can't fly yet, that the Torah apostle, because they have an eitzah, just like these things, the same as the gedoyim and tloyim. You have an eitzah, it's not the end of the world, it doesn't create a huge problem. Also sa'ad l'shana. If you need two reasons, they feel one reason is not enough, then this could be a second reason. It could help them be machlit. In other words, the Gemara says later that there's three things for which you ma'abir gashana, and so you need two of them. So this can be a second. You don't need like four. You don't need the things of that brisa. The things in this brisa could be a sa'ad, could be a second reason. Ketzad. Rabbi Yanai Oimer B'Shem B'Shem Megamlio. B'Hoydin Anachlo L'Choin the Goizlaya Rakichin the Imraya Da'adkin and the Kvosim are small, are weak. The Zimna Da'Bigol Oimoto, which is one of the two major reasons. B'Shfafis Milzaban Poi, and therefore like this is the Nasi talking. Hutul Adover Be'ina, you would say in Hebrew. Vaisifus al Shadadot, Tlosin Yom in 30 days. Meisve Kamo Le'ibur Hashanah, how many days does the Adar Rishon, that's what your Ma'ab of the year, how many days does that have? So the Tanakama says, there's an implication that there's a Tanakama that says Shloshim Yom. Shemigamliel Omer Chodesh, which is 29 days. Stama, when you say the word Chodesh, it means 29 days, because that's like the quintessential Chodesh. Right? Now, so that means here, B'Shem HaMegamliel says 29 days, Chodesh, and in the previous Brisa, he says 30 days. Omer HaPapa, Ratzu Chodesh, if they want to make it, they could do it as a Chodesh, meaning 29 days, but of course, not but, and Ratzu Shloshim Yom, they can make it Mali. So the Tanakama holds it always has to be 30 days, and B'Shem HaMegamliel holds it could be 29 or 30. And in the previous brisa where it says that lashon of 30, that was, it picked 30 as a marshal, but it could be 29 or 30. Tochazi, the way Rav Shimon Gamliel expressed himself, go look from that, and the way Rav Gamliel, his father, expressed himself, Tochazi, ma ben takifoi kadmoi, the doyos akadmoinim, where they were called takifim, len vesoi basroi, to the doyos achroinim, that are called anovim, the humble ones of the later generations, because that in the earlier generations that they were considered takifim, tougher guys, and that was from a Gamliel, who was the earlier generation. They spoke more ba'anova than the later ones, who were known for their humbleness, for their anova. The Tanya Maisa Rama Gamliel sheyoshev al gav mayla barabayis vayeichlan haSefer halos. Oymed Lufonov, Vishalosh Igros Chatuchos, Lufonov Munachos. Amuloy Tulig Rata Chada, take one uksov. Lachana b'nei gelilo, ilon of lachana b'nei gelilo tato. Golul elyon, golul tachtol, shlom chon yizga. Modan anachna lachon, duzman biura moto. It's time for biur maisris. Mafrushe maisra mi ma'atona d'zeisa. So you should be mafrushe maisras from the ma'atona. That's where they would pile the zeisim to storage. Okay, so it's the time.
He's talking Hebrew. What's he saying?
They need to get to the entrance to get the
safe
house.
To get the what
out? They came to take the safe
house. Could it be someone downstairs? Is there a simcha downstairs? There could be someone downstairs. Okay. Okay. So it's the time of beer. The tool of grata choda. Wait, fire even. And meanwhile, Rashi here says, the third and the sixth year of Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach of year three and year six. But the Mishnah Maseches Maaseh Sheni says it's year 4 and year 7. That the Zman of Beer is the year after the complete 3-year cycle. Asher Rashi. Ayin Rishash. Milchas Chinuch shows from here that the mitzvah's beer could still be kayim when there's no mitzvah's vidui. The Zirchman going God was Mavatal vidui Maaseh. Because of who you give Maaseh to, the Levi or the Kohen. And that was many years before Rabbi Gamliel. And still Rabbi Gamliel was talking about beer. So you see that without Vidui, you can still do beer. The tool will grab the Chodah and take another letter. Soy Lachona B'nei Doroima. That's in the south, in Gush Katif. Shalom Chon Yizgei. Moedin Anachno Lachoin, Dizman Biurumoto. Lafushe Maestro, Me Umre Shibalya. From the Shibolim. That there was a lot of wheat growing in the south. They grew by. In Golil, they had olives. In the south, they had primarily Tzvua. She said, make sure you finish up before Dizman Biur. Until the Grata Chodo and take the third one, Uksav Lachona B'nai Galvosu B'Bodel, Lachona D'Vamodai, Lashar Kol Galvosu D'Yisrael, Shlom Chon Yizge L'Yolam, Mahaydan Anachno Lachoyin, the Gozlaya Rakichin, the Gozolam Ayong, Vimraya Otkin, Uzmana Dabiva Loimoto, Vishav from Mirsu Ban Poi, Uban Bechavirai, Roisidus El Shadado, Yoimin Klosim. So we're making a little bit yor, and you should know when to make Pesach. HaKabbalah Megamliel from the earlier door, who was known as a Takif, so he said, Shafram Musab Ban Poi Uban Pechaviraya, who was from Abanova, and Rabbi Shimon, who was known as an Abanova, he didn't say Ubeinei Chavraya. OK?
Okay. So the Gemara says, Duma Bosa Dabru. Maybe the story happened after Rabbi Gamliel became Ois Nasi because of his Takifus. And maybe he learned his lesson. Tana Rabbana, al shlosh dvarim abrinas hashana, al ha'oviv, because the tefuah didn't ripen yet, wouldn't be ripe by Nisan, and Pesach has to be b'chodesh ha'oviv, that the tefuah is ripe in most of Eretz Israel. So Besen sees that the tefuah is not ripe yet, so they declare maybe we should make an ibyor to push off Nisan. Val peiros or ilon, if they won't be ripened before Shavuos, and people won't be able to bring bikurim when they go falia lerego for Shavuos, we want to make that happen. Well, that the tkufa won't come out on time. This is what we're more familiar with. Chodesh Aviv means really that the tefuah should be nisbashel, and the second one is peiros or ilon should be nisbashel. Kufa refers taka to the seasons, which was based on the sun. And we want Chag HaPesach to come out in the spring season, in terms of, you know, the quarter years. And Sukkah should come out in the autumn. Now there's different tekufos, you see. You have to know. Shmuel says between one tekufa and the next is 91 days and 7.5 hours. So that times 4 is 365 and a quarter. That's called the Julian calendar of Shmuel. Then there's the Gregorian calendar, which is the Shita of Tekufas Ravada, which is more Meduyah. Okay. Anyway, so you want that to work out, the tkufa, the tkufa's tishrei shouldn't come if the sukkahs, and tkufa's teves shouldn't be into the, when you bring the oimer. So these are the three things Bezna Cheshbon's with, the actual tkufa's ripening, and the actual peiros of the tree ripening, and the cheshbon of the tkufos for Sukkot and for Pesach. And both of them we learn out, I mean, it's only if I'm Akev, and both of them we learn out that the Torah wants it to come out during the tkufos Tishrei. Sukkot should come out tkufos Tishrei, and Pesach should come out tkufos Nisan. Al Shnayim Ayam, if two out of these three happen, Ma'abrin, you Ma'abrin the year. Al Echadem, but if only one of them happened, then Ma'abrin. They bring that from the Yad Ramah. They bring that from the Yad Ramah. Not like Rashi. What I was said over was Rashi. But they bring down that when it says Tekufa in the Braisa, it means Tekufas Tishrei. That should come out in Sukkot. But that Pesach should come out in Chodesh Aviv is, and this is what we're more familiar with, that Pesach should come out in Chodesh Aviv in terms of the Tekufa. That's Taka Ma'akev. For that you don't need a second reason. If it wouldn't come out, that alone would be a reason. Shomer is Chodesh Aviv, you learn out from that. Then you bring down a lot of Rishonim hold like that, that the Ibur will be on the basis of just the fact that Pesach is not Chodesh Aviv. In the season of Aviv. Thank you. Uvizman show. You have to know if it works out without a suit. It's complicated in you. Uvizman show Ovid Echad Mehen, when one of the two is Ovid, that Ovid in our Gemara's context means the Bishul of the Tzvua. Hakol Smeichen, Pesach is pushed off, but they want the. And the Issa Chodosh is for a longer period of time, but they want the Tzvua to be Royal Achila, you know, so they're willing to wait. The Tzvua, after all, is your staple. If the Tzvua is ripe already, and they were Ma'abed Hashana because of Paris or Elon, and because of the Tkufa, that's more theoretical, and or at least the season is. But Tvu is more than Paris or Elon to people, and therefore they're sad, because all that happens is that they have to wait another month for the Issa Chodosh. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer ala Tkufa. So now, what point is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Chaylaka? Iboy Elohu. Alat Kufa Smechim. When it says in the Tanakhama, when the Tanakhama says that they're Sumeyach, when one of the reasons is the Tvur Shalohib Shila. So Shimon Gamliel says, Alat Kufa Smechim. If they're Ma'abarit, because the Tkufa came too early, so then Sukkis is its regular time, and then Sukkis will come out its regular time, and they'll have good weather when they go to be early regular. But if they're Ma'ab of the year, let's see Rashi, let's see the Rashi inside. Iboyalat Kufa Smeichin Shemat Kufa No Fellas Kutikuna Vitchiras Tishrei. Right, that worked out. Sukkot is the right season, so to speak. It's in the autumn season. V'heim ma'abin ha'shana b'shvil dvorim acherim. V'doichin es ha'chag b'toich yimoyis ha'chayrif chaydish. Nim tzuoyle yigoyle mitztarin b'gishamim. V'zishoyitim ho'chan ha'chatzkuf ha'chama. L'figach shitzvich la'abra al-peris ha'ilon v'zeh mitztorif imo. So if the seasons were basically normal, but they pushed it off al Peros or Elon, so then they would get the rains and the cold weather, and it wouldn't be too happy. Maybe he's being chaylik that Tkufa doesn't need two reasons. It's enough one reason. What does Shimon Gamliel mean when he says ala Tkufa? Does he mean ala Tkufa they would still be sad because of the rains? Or does he mean ala Tkufa is enough of a reason to be ma'ab of the year? And you don't need a second reason. Take it. Tana Rabbanan Al Shorosh HaRotzois Ma'abrinus HaShana. Just like you're talking about what's going on with the Tvua, what's going on with the Peros HaElon, so you also have to know, like, where in Eretz Yisrael was this happening. So there's three sections in Eretz Yisrael. You're familiar with it from Masechus Shvius, from Masechus Bikurim. Yehuda Eva Hayarden Vagolo. So here you say Al Shtayim Em Ma'abrin. When you're talking about the reason, let's say that the Tzvua was not Nisbashel, so Al Shtayim Em Ma'abrin, the two out of the three Arotzois, Malachas Me'en Em Ma'abrin. Even if it's Yehuda, Nisbashel Yehuda Achas Me'en. That's where we'll do this battle first.
So if the Tvua and Yehuda is special already and they still make an Ibiyar, then the Tvua for the Omer Karban, which will come from Yehuda, won't be soft and plump anymore. It'll be a shtickle dried out. And you're sending the Yisr Chodosh. That would make a different special area. It's Yehuda. Okay. Tana Rabbana. A Mabernus Hashanah Melam be Yehuda. Ibn Hashanah had to take place in Yerushalayim, Rashi says. The Nebu of Begolil, Hashanah is Muberis. The evidence is good. Hey, it's Hanani Hashano. The Nebu of Begolil ain't a Muberis. Omer of Yehuda Breda, Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, my time with the Hanani Hashano. On my call, the Shichno Sidrashu, Ubosa Shomba, called Dvishish at the Doirish, these things that you're doing with Tzorchei Tzibur, Lo'iyah, Lebeshcheno Shomoko, which is Yehuda. Tana Rabbonon, Emabrus Hashanah Lebeyoid, Vimabru Abelailo Einam Uberes, Emakachin Zachodish Lebeyoid, Vimkutsu Abelailo Einam Ukudish, Omer Ababa Maikro, Tikka Bechay Jeshoyz, Lebekesu Yom Chageinu, Zeruchak Shachodish Ming Lovona, the Skasa boy is covered up and gave it a Rosh Hashanah. Uksiv ki choyt li Yisrael hu bishbol l'lokei Yaakov. So there's a hekesh between chok, that means setting up when the chodesh is, meaning setting up when the yom tov is, and mishpot, and mishpot b'yom, av kiddush chodesh b'yom. That's why you have the Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah talk about like what happens if the nightfall came and then they're not able to be Mekadosh anymore. That's Kiddush HaChodesh, okay? Tana Rabbanan. Ein Ma'abernes Hashanah b'shnei Ra'avon. If there's a scarcity of Tvua, apparently even if the reasons are there, but if you make an Iber Hashanah, so you have to wait another month for the Issa Chodosh, so you don't do it. Not enough Tvua around, so you can't wait another month for the Tvua to become Mutter. Tanya Rebbe Yomer, Vishbomi Baal Shalisha, Rebbe Lesher Aloikim, Lechem Bikurim, Esrim, Lechem Soirim. Kloimar, yeah, then he brought him from barley bread. Beinoch HaKalam Cholevi Tzisrael Abashul Peirul Seho Yosem Yibar Shalisha. The other became Loi Bikra Elamin Echad, because there was no rains. Shema Toimar Chitim, so the Soirim Shema Toimar Chitim, that the bread was from Chitim. Tamad Loim Alechem Soirim, and still it was Bikurim. It had just ripened. Shema Toimar Lufnei Hoimer Tamud Loimar V'yomit Teilom V'yachelu Achar Hoimer Hoimer. So they ate from the new Tvua because it was after the Hoimer. So it became ripe very late that year. Emor Meyat the real is as Hashana Shet Saber, because of the Ovid, the Tvua wasn't ripe yet. Umneimah Lo Ibra Elisha Neishishnaz Batsoyres Hoya. There was a hunger in the land, it wasn't raining. Well, you are called Rotsul Beis HaKrono, I used to find Oichel there. So like we said, that's why you don't extend the Isser Chodosh and make problems by making an Ibiyar if it's a Shnei Rabo. You want to get... Tana Rabbanon, a Mabin is Hashanah Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. I know they didn't have calendars then, you know. People could forget, that's what Rashi says. By the time Pesach runs around, they'll forget that there was an extra month. The Imibruha in a Muberis, it's not even Chab the Evid. Even though the way Rashi said over the reason it's only the Rabbanon, they gave it, they said even the Evid is no good. Abu Ameh the Chak. Maybe there will be Dayanam Smuchim around. Ma'abrinois Acha Rosh Hashanah Miyad. Immediately after Rosh Hashanah.
Now you don't do it before Rosh Hashanah, but you do it immediately after Rosh Hashanah. Bava became Ein Ma'abrin Ela Adar. No matter when you ma'abah the year, so the Ibi year, the Chodesh Mubarak is always Adar. Adar Sheni, obviously. Adarishan. Eini Vashokhul Eil Rava Zug Vod Merekes Utfoso Nesher. That's the press, the Persian army got him. V'yodom Devorim Hanaseh Beluz. Who might need one of those things? Tchelas. B'schus HaRachmim V'schus HaM Yotzu B'sholoim. Okay. V'amusa Yerechei Nachshon. The descendant of Nachshon Bikshu L'Floran Etzivechod. So that means that, I mean, he was alluding to that they wanted to add a month into the year. V'lohinichen Adoimi Alos, and the Malchus Roimi didn't let. Avobali Asupa is Nesfu, the Kobolo in the Tzivech of the Yerah Shemech Vyaran Akoyim. They did it in Chodesh Av, that next year it will be a Chodesh Mubaris. That's what he said in his cryptic remark. So what is this Cheshuvim Mechashvah? You can make the Cheshvin then. Giluy Elo Megadol. They don't give the final Hirah, that it's going to have two Ados until it's Rosh Hashanah at the very earliest. My master behind the tziv lishna the yarchahu, the tziv of the shlomo shnevo sir itzavim. Hey, we just had that. I'll call Yisrael the chilkias hamelach the sanosh the zbeza chodesh b'shana. He served for a month, so the tziv and tzivecha l'shem b'aretz. Now, Yudav Rav Nachman, Chad Omar, Echad Amun Al Kulam, there was an extra Nitzig, there was 13 altogether. So one says, Echad Amun Al Kulam, the Chad Omar, Kneged Chodesh Hibur. Tanu Rabbana, the Imam Ben says, Shana Lomi, Shana Lachaberto. You don't do now because of the need of next year. You anticipate the need of next year, but you don't do it now because of next year. Whoa. Then you really, like, how could you do that? It's not going to work out with the calendar. Like, what was your reason for doing it? Was in jail, so they made decisions that it really is Roy La'aber. But they wore him La'aber because he wasn't around. So now that he got out, he didn't get out of jail, I understand. I guess it was a different jail. The Iber Shalashonim Zuacherzu, maybe they brought a bezel to the jail. Okay. What? Yeah, so he just caught up. Yeah, there were, but I don't, it's hard to imagine that 3 years in a row you could.
It wasn't 3 years in a row. At that point, he said 3 years.
Oh, I thought he did 3 years in a row because he was catching up to what they said. Beis and Yosef Chakach. Ah, Chakach. Because he was Ibur the Ibur of Kavua. But some call those a minion. Oh no no no! I'm reading from the wrong Rashi. The low Ibur Gimel Shana Mitzufa Zu. Are you? Kibur the Chacham Gadol. But Gimel Shana in the Horeg. So they said then the 3 years that would be Roy. The other way around. Okay, good. Tanurabonon. Ain't Ma'abrin as Hashana loy b'shvius, because you don't want to be Ma'irich Shemitah. Loy b'matzoy shvius, because they didn't plant in shvius. So everything's from shvius. So they're going. What?
We
yeah. A On the 6th year, so they want to have an extra month to work the karka. You talk to whatever, you talk to the real grape growers, like they end up pruning their grapes like the Erev Rosh Hashanah, they stand there. Bezdina Shema Megamliel, Hayum Abinaf Matsui Shvias. Yeah. They weren't worried. They said there'll be enough tefuah and the chutz from chutz laaretz here. Well, the book of Dani Tanoi, the Tanya Mavi and Yerek, the chutz laaretz. We'll see why. Rebbe Seinu Itiru. So you see, there's a Maldiyomer, the Tanakama, that you can't bring in tefuah from chutz laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. So the Mele is in the 8th year, there's not enough tefuah. So you can't be Mamar Hashana. You're not Mabud Hashanah. Well, if you hold that you can bring Tvua into from Chutz Laaretz, you can be Mabud Hashanah, even though there's a Chodesh, you'll be Mesarech, but you'll have that. You'll have that to make up the gap. Might be Nayu. Omer Vir, what's the question? Might be Nayu. What's the Svor of the Machlaikas? Omer Vir, be a Cheshin of Gushen, Igibinayu. A Cheshin that you bring an Ofar from Chutz Laaretz, which has on it like Tvay Mason. Which has on it either Rekev or an Aver or a Tzavah to the Mace. Okay, we'll stop here. 8 times, right? I want to talk to you about the thing. Rabbi Reisman, are you staying? You're going. You know? Wait. Rabbi Greenstein, are you going to be here tonight? You're going now. You don't have a car here. Okay. I suspect that's what he wants to do. He mumbles something. I can never figure out what he wants to do. He lives with the phone.
He lives down Gilo. Right? From Gilo?
No, he lives on Gilo. He lives on 5.
That's it.
No. Where's the person?
Remoto Gilo. One of the.
Oh, Remoto.
5 Remoto.
After that's it.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, so forget. I'll walk there. Well, what's your game plan? To do what?
I'd like to move Marv in a way that is damaging.